All right, welcome back here to McMoran Arena. Dennis Stuckey with you. DJ Palm is here. I know exactly what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
You asked me, what's the goalie's name? And I said, Zdolchik. You're going to tell me that he reminds you of Dominik Hasek.
Well, actually, I'm here with my buddy Nick Scallion, and we sat down over here at the I believe that's the East End over here. Or no, the West End. And he goes, hey, look at their goalie. He's got a Dominik Hasek mask. So I didn't think of that the first way, but my friend Nick, who's much more smarter and good-looking than I am, he actually spotted it out first. But, no, Zdolchik, I really thought in that second period here for Watertown, really kept his team in it. The Prowlers, they scored there on that 5-on-3, and the Prowlers had probably two or three good scoring chances after that to go ahead and tie the game. And then, lo and behold, had Zdolchik not made four or five good saves in a row on two different rushes, they wouldn't have a two-goal lead right now. I think Zdolchik's play in the second period might be the difference in this game here come zeros here at the end of the third.
Well, let's see what happens. This Prowler team, at least here in the early going, Deej, is a little different than last year's team. Two-goal lead against last year's team might last 45 seconds the way they could put the puck in the net. We got to work a little harder this year to get our goals.
Well, it lasts for – what's weird about a two-goal lead in this league is in the third period it will last – if there's 11 minutes left in the third period, it'll last for 10 and a half. And you can see in this league that two goals – a two-goal lead is nothing. You're basically – it's a one-goal lead as far as I'm concerned because 30 seconds and two goals – you can easily get two goals in 30 seconds in this league. But last year when I had the job that I so envy now that you have currently right now, you saw that all the time in this league. As far as amateur as people may assume that this is, it's very exciting to see and it's very exciting to watch. But there's a lot of talent here that's not just in between the pipes but out in front of the net as well. I got a lot of guys that can skate, a lot of guys that can score. And a lot of guys that are good, instinctive hockey players that just know how to play the game and love it so much, and that's why they're still playing.
Great start this year. Zach Tannerin's got an assist tonight. 16 points leading the Prowlers in scoring. And, of course, he was a great story last year. The problem that he had after scoring a spectacular goal, crashing into the boards, not knowing he was hurt, played the rest of that game and another game and practiced and then said, you know what, something doesn't feel right. Yeah, I think he finally got the clue that he had a punctured lung in the third period there. I couldn't believe it. You know, I know exactly what goal you're talking about because I was lucky enough to call it. I've never seen anybody split two defensemen that were so close together before and be able to cash it in. And it's not like Zach Tattern is some 5'9", 5'10", grinder like a Zuccarello you would see for the Rangers in the NHL. Zach Tattern on skates is a 6'6 frame who's easily 200 pounds plus. And the fact that he made that move, I would probably equate it to it would be the FHL's level equivalent of a Darren McCarty Stanley Cup Final Game 4 goal that put the Wings up 2-0. We all know that goal on that deke he made on Yanni Nienema. I mean, it was epic. So, but for me, that Tattern goal splitting both defensemen, I have never seen anything like that in any league. And then play the rest of the game and a game later and another period after that with a punctured lung. I think that was something that was nothing short of incredible. And I absolutely love the performance he put on, not just for that goal, but for the rest of the game as well.
When DJ and I get together, we don't always talk about things that involve intelligence. So... What do you think of these jerseys? I don't know if you'll remember, but the red jerseys the Prowlers have on, they look to me like Brewster's jerseys from last year, and they just put a Prowler patch on the front.
You know what? I kind of thought it looked the same. The only the lettering on the last name is still the same. The numbering's all right. Gosh, I remember Brewster's numbers trying to tell the difference between a 1 and a 7 is – just, you know, what time is it during the day? Is it 11 or noon? I can't tell. I thought that, you know, it looked all the same. They got the white stripes that go across the shoulder now. I like that. But it's good to see them wearing the home red. I like them wearing the home red jerseys. I remember they went black for a few games last year and then ended up having to wear the whites.
But I love seeing the home red. I love seeing the home colors at home. Nothing better than that at a hockey game.
Rare to see a Phil Esposito team come into McMoran, and we've only had four minor penalties in the hockey game. You should have been here last night. Another three-game suspension for Joe Pace. You know we had lots of fights with St. Clair Shores.
Well, I heard about Pace's suspension, and I came right over. I figured he would. I didn't know if he would need me or not. I didn't know if Gallo was still in the building. So, is he still here?
No, we traded him.
Okay, all right. That had to be for cap reasons, because I don't think he'd have lasted long. It would have been the first time I think you'd see two teammates fight each other on the same line of ice.
I didn't tell you, but we traded for Ryan Patch, too, and then we just traded him away. So, and that was the guy Pace hit in the finals. So,
and it kind of stinks, you know. I mean, Phil Esposito, I don't want to call anybody out, but I hope he's learned from that situation from last year. Obviously, the owner of Watertown's given him a second chance here, but you can't go ahead and just start to fight the other head coach in the middle of a game. And then, you know, on top of that, send two of your three best defensemen to go out there in the first 2 seconds of the game and get 5-minute majors and game misconducts, which basically put them out for the rest of the series. And it's no wonder why there was a sweep. I remember it being Tuma and somebody else. I can't remember the last name off the top of my head. I've been indulging a little bit too much, as you said earlier. But I hope that, Watertown, with the idle year that they had last year, I think it was a big roll of the dice to hire Phil Esposito. He's shown a bit of times that he can be undisciplined, but I hope that he really learned his lesson from last season, because you want to go ahead and fight the coach head on. That's one thing if you want to get ejected, but don't get your players mixed up in your mess as well, and then have it hurt the rest of the team. That's the worst thing, when it hurts the rest of your team and it's the root of the cause is from the head coach. I don't blame Dan Barry one bit for letting him go. All right, DJ Palm, everybody. Thanks a lot, bud. No, thank you, Dennis. I miss you. And every time I'm in Mount Pleasant learning the same stuff that I've learned already at SC4, I think of you.
He didn't learn much at SC4, let me tell you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Prowler Hockey at WPHM.net.